Perektes Mishnah Tesvav. Arayin Shirechava Milmaton Vitzara Milmalan. We're talking about a unique form of construction of a grave where the person came to, so to speak, a peak of a mountaintop. They would cut off the sharp edge protruding upwards, hollow out underneath it, put the deceased person in there, and then they would recover the grave. So this type of grave is wider on the bottom, yet higher on top. So aren't she rechava? It's wide at the bottom and narrow on top. So aren't she rechava milmaton? If an aron was wide at the bottom, vitzar milmalan, and it narrowed as it came to the top. Vehameis besaicha, and there's a mace inside of this. So hanagemil bay milmaton, someone who touches the sides of the kever in the wide part. Now, it is not exactly. It's not opposite the cover, because since the cover is at the narrow part of the kever, so when you're touching the lower ends of the grave, you're not opposite the airspace of the kever. So therefore, if you touch the parts of the wall which are slanting outwards away from the cover, tahar is going to be tahar, because since this grave is hewn into the rock, so anything that's not exactly opposite the cover is considered karka olam, and it's not mitame because of the status of a kever sasam, and the tumah doesn't spread. But if you touch above near the cover, then tummy going to be tummy, because anything that's opposite the cover is going to be tummy, because the tumah goes upwards. Rechava milmalan v'tzara milmatan. What if you had an arayin which was wider above than below? Hanegeba mikol makayim, someone who is touching it in any location. So they're obviously going to be opposite the airspace because the cover, because the cover is wider on top, then tummy going to be tame no matter what. Haisa, if the aron was shove, let's say it was equal, it was straight, a perfect square. Then hanegeba mikol makayim, if you touch it anywhere, tame, it's going to be tame. Divrei Rabbi Elazar, is the words of Rabbi Elazar, because we're talking about a cover which covers the sides of the kever as well. So since the cover is coming over the sides, covering the lip, so to speak, of the kever, therefore everywhere you touch is going to be keneged ha-kisoik. Whereas Rabbi Yeshua says, mitefach ulamatan, if you touch the bottom tefach next to the ground, next to the bottom of the kever, that's going to be tahar, because that's considered the ground. Ground is not mekabel tumah. Mitefach ulamalan, but from that tefach and up, then tame, the person is going to be tame, because we consider it now an arayin of a mace. We no longer consider from that point up to be a arayin. Ha'asuya kamin kamtira. Let's say this grave was constructed like a clothing chest, and in this case the covering is covering the sides of the depth of the sides of the kever, like we kind of just discussed earlier. Hanegeba mikol makom, no matter where you touch is going to be tame. But if it's kamin galuskus, let's say the cover is only on the inside of the wall, so the walls are coming up above the cover, then hanegeba mikol makom tahor, wherever you touch it will be tahor, chutz mimkayim psichas, unless you touched exactly opposite the opening of the kever. Mishnah Tezayin. Chavis yeshaves al shuleho be'avir. If you have a chavis which is sitting upright outside, kazayis min hameis, nasan techtown, there's a kazayis of a mace underneath it, ay b'seicha, or if it's inside of it, keneged kor korta, opposite the airspace of the chavis, meaning in the middle of the chavis. The halacha is tumah bekasva, oila bekasva. Right, as the tumah goes straight up, it goes straight down. The chavis tameh, and the chavis is going to be tameh. Even if there's tumah tachas abayis, and even though it's not mekabel tumah from the outside, but nevertheless, since this is tumah ritzutza, tumah is bekasva oila bekasva yoredes. V'hachavis, and the chavis is going to be tumeya as well. Tachas dafna mibachutz. What if the tumah is exactly opposite the walls of the barrel? So when it's like, so to speak, it's specifically placed underneath the depth or the thickness of the walls. The halacha is, since there's no tefach, tumah bekasva oila bekasva yeredes v'hachavis tahira. So the tumah will go straight up through the walls and straight down through the walls, but it won't expand into the airspace of the chavis. B'seicha v'tachas daf. Now, what if the tumah was inside the chavis, but inside the depth of the wall of the chavis. So it's not opposite the airspace of the chavis, but rather it's in the depths of the wall of the chavis. Betachas dafna, and it's under the wall, because let's say at the bottom of the chavis, there's kind of a dentation going outwards, so you can actually fit something underneath the walls. Then we say as follows: Imyesh b'defanes pesach tefach. If the wall space over there has a tefach, then everything is going to be tamei. Anything that's underneath that dentation around the entire circumference of the barrel will be tamei, because the tumah spreads through that tefach around the entire circumference of the barrel. Uchenegad pio, but opposite the airspace is going to be tahar. V'yam lav, and if there's no tefach, then it's tumah ritzutza. And we say tumah bekas ve'ayla, bekas ve'yared, it's tumah goes straight up, goes straight down. Bamedvar mamurim, when do we say this? B'tahayra, only by a chavis, which is tahar, which is not yet tamei. Avalim haisa tamei, but if it was tamei already, and therefore, when it's tamei, we no longer say that a kli which is tamei can be chaitzitz b'fnei ha-tumah. Or if it was tahar, but it was higher than a tefach from the ground, or if, let's say, the kezayis of the mace was within a tefach of the floor of the barrel, but the covering of the opening of the barrel was covered, so you do have a tefach over there, or if you flip the barrel upside down, so now the mouth of the barrel is on the ground, so now we do have a pesach tefach between the tumah and the now upside down floor of the barrel. Then we say, Tuma tachteha, b'seich oyal gaba, hakol tamei. If you have Tuma underneath it, inside the depths of the wall, or on top of it, it's all going to be tamei, because it's now an oyhel, it can serve as an oyhel, which is mevias at Tuma. So if the Tuma is going to be under it, under the barrel on the floor, or in the airspace, b'seich on the airspace, or on top of it, it's going to be tamei.